You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, we used to play a game on this show called What is Janet Yellen Thinking? Back when she was the Fed chair. And you had to answer in 5 words or less. Yes, it could be tricky, but my show, my rules, right? Today, we are going to spend a good deal more than 5 words on what Dr. Yellen is thinking, because the word is President-elect Biden wants to make her his Treasury Secretary. Kate Davidson broke the story for The Wall Street Journal today. Hey, Kate.
Hey, Kai. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on, and not on a Friday, as it happens. What do we know about why the president-elect picked Dr. Yellen for this job?
Well, I think that she is very highly regarded, really, by a lot of people. She was nominated by President Obama to be Fed Chair in 2014, and she was approved with, you know, pretty good, mm-hmm. Substantial amount of Republican support. So, you know, Republicans like her, progressives like her, and at this point, she's very much viewed as clearly experienced. She has experience in a crisis. She was at the Fed during the last crisis. She's just a very steady hand. And so we're already seeing a lot of folks coming out saying this is just a really great pick.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of praise. Do you suppose, though, that her time at the Fed, and she was there for a long time, right? She ran the San Francisco Fed, she was the vice chair, and then got the chair job. Do you suppose her time at the Fed makes her or will make her more effective at Treasury?
I think so. I do think that's another key component here, perhaps, of the decision, is that we're at a time where we're seeing a lot of coordination between the Fed and the Treasury. We have since March, when they worked together to set up these emergency lending facilities. And so, you know, some folks have noted to me that going forward, where interest rates are pinned again near zero, and we might be entering a period of pretty slow, kind of weak growth, we're going to need more coordination between Treasury and the Fed, and she's someone who obviously knows the ins and outs of the Fed better than probably almost anyone. Yeah. So she's a good choice in that regard, too.
We had a real good example late last week, Thursday, Friday, of some non-cooperation between the Fed and Treasury, with Secretary Mnuchin pulling back the funding for a lot of the lending programs that Chair Powell and the Fed had been doing since March. I imagine, and she has in fact said she favors those kinds of support, so I imagine she would be more in favor of supportive policies than perhaps we're seeing at the end of the Trump administration.
For sure. I think so. And I think that could be one of the first decisions that she makes, is whether to ask. I don't know if she'd have to ask Congress to step in and do something here. But I mean, I think she could work with the Fed chairman to establish new facilities, for sure, and maybe just reopen the ones that have been closed. They would need to come up with some financing for those. I think Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, even though he didn't extend them, he said, well, there's still this pot of money called the Exchange Stabilization Fund you could take from. So we'll have to see. But I think she would be much more receptive to those. And I think it was kind of odd. People thought it was sort of strange that this Treasury Secretary Mnuchin asked for the money back, which will kind of hamstring them. But she could do that.
Yeah. All right. Super quick, in the 20 seconds we have left, you should have known this was coming. What do you suppose Janet Yellen's thinking right now in 5 words or less?
Okay, fine. I'll do it.
Okay, fine. I'll do it.
I think she might have been a little, you know, she. I don't think she was angling for this. She wasn't even publicly considered a serious candidate even just a few weeks ago. But I think when the president calls and asks, you do it. And so I think that might be where we're at.
I think that's right. Kate Davidson at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, Kate. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.